Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's episode of Red Light Sports Ramble. Today is Packer Preview, and I am your host, Evan Witalison, running solo at the moment, waiting for Troy to join me in studio to give his thoughts about the upcoming Packer game on Saturday afternoon against the Minnesota Vikings. Back when the Packers were sitting at 4-6, Aaron Rodgers made the comment that the Packers will run the table, and the Packers are hoping to prove Aaron Rodgers correct as they get a game closer to running the table and potentially winning the NFC North and making the playoffs once again. It's not going to be easy as the Minnesota Vikings, who are in a free fall, come into town. However, Mike Zimmer seems to always play Aaron Rodgers pretty tough, even back when Zimmer was the defensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals. So tonight's show, I at the moment, will be previewing this Packer game and talk about what the Green Bay Packers need to do in order to win this game. Your phone calls are welcome if you want to hop in and give your thoughts, your keys to victory for Green Bay, 646-564-9948. Give us a call and let us know your. Before I go further, though, tomorrow, for Seinfeld fans, you know what this is, but tomorrow is Festivus. It is a day to air our grievances. And I got one I want to share. I'm watching the Giants and the Eagles game a little bit on NFL Network NFL Network. And it's the NBC people doing it. And, you know, it's always for NFL Network, Thursday Night Football, whatever. So, the NFL Network, NBC, whoever's airing it, is airing a game on Christmas Day. Christmas this year is on a Sunday. So, whenever they talk about a game on Saturday or on Thursday, or whenever they play it, it's always Thursday Night Football on Saturday or whatever. In this regard, the game is being played on Sunday. So you would think they would advertise it as Sunday afternoon football or Sunday Night Football in the afternoon. But nope. They categorize it as Thursday Night Football being played on Christmas Day. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever with that. But anyways, that's a grievance I need to get out. Calling it Thursday Night Football when it's played different nights of the week, especially on Sunday. Just call it Sunday Football. It's that simple. Seriously. It's not that hard, people. But NBC wants to advertise it as Thursday Night Football. So, anyways, Packers-Vikings this week. So, the last time the Packers played the Minnesota Vikings, it was week two. The Vikings were opening their brand-new stadium. It was quarterback Sam Bradford's first start as a Minnesota Viking, and the Vikings escaped with the W. Stephon Diggs just completely dominated the Packers secondary. Sam Bradford looked like a poised veteran MVP-style quarterback, and the defense of the Vikings just completely shut down anything Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense wanted to do. That was then. Back then, the Vikings looked like a legit NFL team back then. Now, the Minnesota Vikings in a free fall. Sam Bradford is struggling. The running game for Minnesota continues to be dreadful, even though Adrian Peterson is back. Defensively, the Vikings are not the same Viking team from earlier in the year. You know, they've been giving up 354 yards per game, 258 through the air, 96 on the ground, and 24 points per game. And not too long ago, the Vikings defense was being considered one of the best defensive units in the NFL, and the fact that they could rival the Denver Broncos of last season. That's where people were ranking the Viking defense after week two. And after the Vikings get one into their bye week, people are debating, you know, arguing about the Viking defense being the best in the NFL. Then the bye week happened. You know, Vikings won in the bye week undefeated, and they left the bye week and they lost to Philadelphia 21-10. They lost to Chicago 20-10. Lost to Detroit 22-16. Lost to Washington 26-20. Beat Arizona 30-24, then lost to Detroit again 16-13, lost to Dallas 17-15, barely beat Jacksonville 25-16, dominated from start to finish by the Indianapolis Colts 34-6. The Vikings, as I said, are in free fall, and following that loss that the Vikings suffered against Indianapolis, their hopes of a division crown is over. Now, from my understanding, they do have a bit of an outside shot at the wild card, but they basically need a lot of things to go right for them. Green Bay, on the other hand, after they were sitting at 4-6, have won, they're now sitting at 8-6. They won four in a row. They're looking like they can, in fact, run the table. They beat Philadelphia 27-13. They beat Houston 21-13. They crushed Seattle 38-10. And for majority of the game, they dominated Chicago 30-27. So Green Bay right now on a roll. Minnesota, not so much. I look at this matchup, and you look at the Packers' last two victories. There is one key thing in common that the Packers have had over their last two wins. They got up on the team early. They got up over Seattle early, and they could not come back. And they got up on Chicago early, and thankfully Green Bay was able to hold off for the W. That's going to be key. The last two games, Green Bay has started fast, got on the board first, and just, kind of went from there. That's what they got to do again. That's what Green Bay's got to do. They got to get on the board first against Minnesota. They got to score first. They got to get out in a hurry. That's going to be one of the biggest keys right there. One of the biggest keys is going to be that. You kind of take over the flow of the game. You dictate to the defense. The defense doesn't dictate to you. And basically, Packers got to play the pack of football that's been working. And what's been working is getting Ty Montgomery involved. Get Montgomery involved. Throw him the ball. Run the ball with him. Throw him the ball. And get Ty Montgomery involved. He is one of the biggest reasons why you guys are being so successful right now. Also, the short passing game. Have the short passing game work. Because if you're able to develop that short passing game, it's going to open things up down the field. And I think Green Bay, especially Jordy Nelson, should be able to take advantage of the Vikings secondary over the top, especially if they can get that short passing game going with Randall Cobb and Ty Montgomery, and even maybe some Jared Cook and Richard Rodgers. Get those guys involved short, and you can take some chances with Jordy Nelson deep. That's going to be key for Green Bay. And when I look at Green Bay, that's what I expect him to do. Mike McCarthy doesn't have time to get cute. He doesn't have time to get cute. You can't afford to get cute. He's got to run what's been working. That's what he's got to do. Troy and I talked against Seattle game, and I believe against the Bear game, talking about the scheme, the game plan, how big of a key it was going to be. That's what we talked about. And back when the Packers played Seattle,
I'm like, I can't put my money on McCarthy running the correct game plan because he went a couple weeks in a row, running the successful game plan. You know, they almost beat Atlanta with the short dink and dunk game plan. And then they went away from it for a couple weeks against Tennessee, for example, against Washington. They started to go back to their, let's do the isolation throwing routes and let guys try to get open down the field. Let them break up, basically give them whatever. They went to a short think and dunk, throw to the open guy, get the ball out in a hurry, put the ball in a playmaker's hands type of offense, and it's been working. That's been working. And that's what Mike McCarthy's got to continue. He cannot afford to get cute. Run what's been working. Run Tom Montgomery. And get Christian Michael involved. Get Christian Michael involved. You signed him. I know there's concerns. I know there's concerns on his knowledge of the playbook. This is December football. You need to have a two-headed monster at running back. You got Christian Michael that could pound. And then you got Tom Montgomery who's tough to bring down, and he seems to have a knack for finding holes in the defense for the running game. So offensively, I think Green Bay should be fine. I think Green Bay will be okay offensively. I think they should be able to withstand the Vikings defense. I really think they can. The pass blocking, I believe, is second in the NFL. According to Pro Football Focus, they have a second ranked pass blocking in the NFL. They have one of the top five offensive lines in the NFL overall. I think they should be okay giving Rodgers time. And I know Rodgers said that calf is good now. That is still a concern to me. However, he looked really good on that deep throw to Nelson. You look at the early throw in the game, he made a Nelson. That early throw, he didn't look like he trusted the legs too much because the ball kind of sailed a little bit, kind of hung up there in the air, and Jordy Nelson had to come back and get the ball. That's partially why Nelson dropped it. However, the catch that Nelson had that put them in field goal range, Rodgers placed that ball perfectly. It looked like he had the confidence in his legs. And if Rodgers had the confidence in his leg, I think that's going to make another reason why the Packers' offense is going to be able to be a well-oiled machine again. The offense is finally healthy. The offense for Green Bay is finally healthy. And that's great to see because Jared Cook missed some time. Nelson took a little bit to get back into the groove as a receiver. And Davante Adams has really had a breakout year, even though he had two big drops in the game last week that would have went for touchdowns. But it's great seeing the offense finally healthy. Flip to the other side. The Packers' defense is about as healthy as they're going to get. Clay Matthews is playing with one shoulder. The secondary is banged up. And Demaryius Randle is not having a very good sophomore year. I would say Demaryius Randle is what Davante Adams was last year to Packer fans. Packer fans want him ran out of town. They want them to just get rid of and give up on Demaryius Randle. Just send him packing. I don't think they should. I think it's too early just to get rid of him. But he obviously does need to improve how he's playing. He can't give up such a huge cushion at all. Gutner has made huge strides as the season has worn on. Rollins has been a little bit up and down. But, HaHa Clinton-Dix has been great on the backside of that defense. Leads the team in interceptions, tending to turn into a bit of a ball hawk. tends to always be around the football. And, you know, he's developing into the safety that the Packers envisioned when they drafted him. That's what he's turning into. And for the first time all year, the Packers are not only plus in the turnover column, they're a plus five. They're a negative for a good stretch this year because they were not forcing turnovers. And that's what Green Bay has been doing well the last several weeks, forcing interceptions, forcing fumbles. That's what they've been doing so well, and that's what they're doing again. Julius Peppers somehow quietly has 7.5 sacks, and he's forced 2 fumbles. I would say that one of the keys is going to be him at least making 2 key plays in this game. I joke around a lot that Peppers is good for only 2 plays a game. But if they're game-changing plays like his forced fumble was against Chicago, then shoot, let him. That's fine by me. If he gets, you know, make 2 plays like that a game, because you put your offense in great position to score. And if he can make 2 of those in one game and the Packers get 14 points off of it or 10 points off of it, that's looking good for Green Bay. So I think you know what I'm getting at for the key for the Packers defense against Minnesota. They have to force turnovers. They have to force turnovers on the Vikings. They can't afford to let the Vikings control the football. Sam Bradford right now has just 4 interceptions. But in the past, he's been a little interception prone. That's been his MO. You know, Vikings haven't turned the ball over that much this year. They're plus 9 in turnover differential. But the Packers need to force turnovers. That's how the defense is going to get off the field. The Packers don't have a defense that's going to force a lot of teams to go 3 and out a lot. They're just not. They don't have the horses for that. They have a lot of young, inexperienced guys, mostly due to injury. And you have Clay Matthews, the guy that's supposed to be your playmaker, playing with one short shoulder. Kenny Clark does not look like a guy that's ready to be playing on Sundays. The secondary has a bunch of second and third year guys in it playing at corner. Middle linebacker, they've had some injuries throughout the year with Blake Martinez and Jake Ryan, who are both finally playing. But I don't see this Packer defense being a unit that's going to force you to go 3 and out consistently. Yeah, they might force the Vikings to occasionally have to go 3 and out, but overall, I just don't see that being this defense. So the key is going to be turnovers. Making big plays on second and third down to get Minnesota off the field and get turnovers and get pressure on Bradford. You're going to have to get sacks on them. Get them in third and long situations, second and long, third and long. That's going to be key for Green Bay. If the Packers defense can do that, they're going to be fine. But if they struggle to get their hands on the football on defense, it's going to be a long day, and Sam Bradford is going to have similar numbers than he did in week 2. I think Green Bay wins this game. I think Green Bay, you look at the matchup, Green Bay is the hot team right now. Minnesota looks like a team after that Colt game. If you look at that, they look like a team that's trying to check out. Looks like they've checked out on the year. That's what they look like during that Indianapolis game. You know, Mike Zimmer, maybe he'll get them back on track. Maybe he'll get them back fired up, get them refocused and ready to go. This is a divisional game. But I just don't know how you come back from a, I think it was 34 to, 3 whatever victory that the Colts had. I don't see how you come back from that. I hope that I'm right, that the Vikings don't come back from that and they come out very flat. But I see the Packers coming out fired up, ready to go. And I think that's just going to be too much for the Vikings. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. I think it'll be a close game, kind of similar towards the end of the Chicago game. I think the Vikings might try to charge late in the game. But I would say Green Bay wins by, you know, between 6 to 9 points. That's the type of ball game I think it's going to be. Mike Zimmer, as I said earlier in the show, has a history of playing Aaron Rodgers stuff. Rodgers seems to struggle against Mike Zimmer-led defenses. Maybe Rodgers bucks that trend and comes out with a 400-yard and 6-touchdown performance, and the Packers just completely annihilate the Vikings, which I would be completely fine with. Rodgers throwing for 6 touchdowns and 400 yards, I'll be perfectly fine with that. I don't know if it would happen, but it would it'd still be awesome to see. But as I said, I see Green Bay winning by at least 6 to 9 points. And Troy and I want to get your thoughts. You know, Troy isn't here today, just you got me solo. But I want to get your thoughts. Troy wants to get your thoughts. Text me, Evan Witt Sports, at Evan Witt Sports. Tweet, at Evan Witt Sports. Shoot me a tweet. Give me your thoughts on the Packer game. If you're listening to this, you can tweet the network, at Red Light Sports. What are your thoughts on the Packer game, Packers-Vikings, who you got? Or you can tweet Troy at Troy Robert 967. You can tweet at him too, at Troy Robert 967. So, you know, with that said, I am going to wrap things up, going to let you all go. And this will be the, you know, last show before Christmas. So I hope all the listeners enjoy the holidays, enjoy spending time with their loved ones. Hope you get all the gifts that you would like to receive this year. And I give you many blessings on the holiday season. So until Monday, I will let you all go and try and I'll get back to you Monday, hopefully talking about a Packer victory. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll get back to you later.